Hey guys, welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. And today, there is a very special topic that I will talk about, and it is digital learning in the age of of young kids, and if digital learning is a valid education for the kids of tomorrow. I found a very interesting paper on this. I'll put the link to the paper into the show notes so that you can do your own research. And the overall question that is stated there is, what makes an app actually educational and for whom? So when I talk about digital learning in that podcast episode, I really mean the picture that is occurring to your mind when you think about digital learning and kids at the same time. So the youngster with the tablet in his hands, or the girl with the iPhone at age 5, to learn with apps on digital devices and what that means for the educational aspect. So I wish you very great fun. Yeah, let's start. First of all, there has to be said that interactive tablets, interactive iPhone applications or smartphone applications are not the same, or are not to be lumped into the same category as television, because television is rather passive and therefore has never been considered to be an instrument that could provide a valid education and in the aspect of experiencing something new, or learning by doing something like that. But actually, the trend goes there, that there are forces to re-examine the hard line to avoid screens in childhood. So there is a certain opinion that is, that can be seen today, that that hard line is totally exaggerated and not really appropriate for seeing the advances actually that digital devices and digital educational applications have for children or young kids in the early years of exploring and learning actually. So the problem about it is that nobody that there is no actual educational institute that defines or regulates the use of educational to describe apps. So not developers, users, or an independent review committee that could rate an app ranking it by measuring several factors, but educational is a somehow spongy word that is used by many developers, app developers, to improve the state of the own application actually, and the good thing about it is that, or the idea behind it is that a single device, for example, the iPad, could provide not 10, hundreds or thousands, but like 170,000 educational apps into the homes of children. And this is actually a revolutionary concept. So is it in the end educationally beneficial, yes or no? This is what the researchers in the paper have examined. So they have determined the educational potential of apps for children of various ages. And well, that could be done with backing the empirical research up with existing knowledge about children's cognitive and social abilities. So the key research question they have written here is, what can the science of learning tell us about the characteristics of apps that might increase or decrease their educational potential? And there are, wait for it, I counted 6 measurements or somehow characteristics that make apps better in a sense of educational characteristics. So yeah, let's start with the first one. It is, learning occurs when the learner is active rather than passive. I will not go further in depth because I've already talked about it. Tablets encourage more active engagement than other forms of media such as television or traditional books, and this is actually logic. But you mustn't mess that up with or mistake the physical movements that children make as active learning, because it's rather the mental activity that is meant here. This could be messed up, because a physical activity also encourages the brain to work better and to function better, and encourages the learning process to be more successful. But here actually it is not the fact that the child taps or swipes on the iPad, but rather its mental proactivity and its engagement that it can have with the story going on in the application. Next one is, learning occurs when the learner has to mentally manipulate ideas, so somehow reform something that is given by the application, and or seeing similarities and differences between new concepts. This is also, this is abstractly formulated, but you could think of cards and matching those cards. One card is a banana, and you have to match the banana to the strawberry because they're both fruits, something like that. So this is a good concept for better learning effects, and it is also good if the children can use existing knowledge and incorporate new information into a more comprehensive understanding. This is also quite logic, I think. Next one is, learning occurs when the learner is engaged and not distracted. So this is actually a very interesting aspect, because I think this is the most important argument from the contra side against educational applications used by young children in order to educate themselves, because they think, or the opponent Yeah, I think I can say that. Says that children are rather distracted from the content and the entire environment you create by giving them a digital device, rather than they can concentrate on the actual content inside the application. So the purpose why you give them these devices. So the researchers found out that young children may be particularly susceptible. Oh my god, I cannot talk to this distraction, and that negative impacts of distracting stimuli have been found with even low-tech pop-up books. Yeah, so I think this is not to be underestimated, even though that the creation of educational content for children, so that children, for example, can watch a lion in an actual habitat rather than read about it or see a static picture, and that they, for example, can interact with letters and words by dragging letters around the screen and hearing sounds, how sounds work, that aspect is more important than the other one, in my opinion. But I think this is also a very individual question concerning the range of attention a children can bring on. Yeah. Next one is learning occurs when the content is meaningful. This is not only important for children of a younger age, in my opinion, but also with learning the content that is delivered in high school and college, and what is not often that is not often that given, because actually when selecting or creating apps, it is crucial that children do not just learn that triangle is a triangle, but that a piece of pizza resembles a triangle, something like that. So connect the abstract to the practical and to the everyday life would be best. Then next one is learning is maximized with social interaction, which is why some application developers focus now on hybrid experience where children play an app together with their parents or other children. And this is also a good bridge towards the last factor that improves the educational aspects of applications here, and this is that guided exploration towards a learning goal is best, which means the it is not the extreme of letting the child totally freely play around and letting it be totally independent. Neither it is good to give direct instructions and deposit information into the child, and neither of both is good. But the best would be to give the child a primary and active role, but to guide the entire thing, that the entire thing is guided by a more knowledgeable partner, and supported also. So a guided play may be even better than either of the extreme contexts in some domains. So yeah, that was these were the factors that actually make an application really educational. I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. It was great fun for me to research a little bit about children and how children learn best. And I hope I could deliver some value to you with that episode. If this is the case, please rate the podcast on iTunes and share the episode with your beloved ones and with your friends and those that could also be interested in digital learning in younger ages. So now I wish you a very nice day, and we will hear each other tomorrow.